Well, thank you all for joining us today. And of course, with love and light, welcome to this Actual Design All School session. And although I say it often, as always, it's a privilege and honor to be able to lead you all and, you know, gather from all over the planet in a session. And thank you for making time to join, you know, to join your fellow Actual Design light workers and of course the light workers that choose to join us on the inner for today's session. As I think all of you are aware, last Friday was Earth Day. And you know, it just kind of comes and goes, and you know, a lot of people around the planet during that coming and going do join in and work with this idea of supporting and sustaining the planet, environmentally speaking and otherwise. And just as a background, Earth Day was on the 22nd and was first held in 1970. And the official theme of the Earth Day this year is invest in our planet. I don't know if that was a shout out to capitalist countries of the world or whatever, but money does work with those types of setups. But some, as well with the others, know to invest not only in money and cleaning up, but you know, just our energy, our thoughts, our love. And this Earth Day was, you know, and it was first brought up by a person I'm not super familiar with, but I mean, I've read about him, John McConnell, and he brought it up at a UNESCO conference in San Francisco in 69. And the very first one was actually on the equinox, at the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. And as it's said in the thing I was reading, this is day of nature's equipoise. I had to look that up, that word. But it means balance and being equal. So thus the equinox, and was later sanctioned by Utah. And I think a lot of us are old enough to remember that Secretary General. And then of course, codified in our country by my former senator when I lived in Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson, in 1970, and made it on April 22nd. And the good thing about this too is that, you know, in reading about, well, what made it work, what made it happen, was that they had a lot of support of people that were not in the environmental movement. And so, which I was not aware of, this is without the UAW, that is the United Auto Workers, the first day would have probably flopped because they put in a lot of money and effort to make that happen. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we want to recognize Earth Day. And a lot of people, I think during the pandemic, you know, because we were all sequestered in our homes and especially that first year, and going out into nature was like a safe activity that people could do. They, you know, the parks were full and you couldn't get a reservation in national parks and such. But when they doing that safe activity, it was a first exposure into in the natural world for many people, especially those from inner cities that ventured into these things that, you know, that we all support, i.e. city parks, county parks, et cetera, state parks. And it gave those folks an appreciation for the Earth, our home planet, our home world. And if you notice some of the photographs that came during the pandemic, like the skyline in New Delhi, which they could actually see the sky during the pandemic because it's such a heavily polluted city, and other cities like Mexico City, other places that have high pollution, Beijing, they've discovered, well, there's mountains over there. There's a blue sky. All these things happened during the pandemic because of people not driving and such. Of course, for many, this effect of being out in nature didn't last forever. But for some, it was life-changing for them to lend their support, take up action, whatever that might have been to support the planet, in a way that was accessible for them, to be involved with a group maybe, or money, that's always a good one, and lifestyle changes. They also learned that they are part of the whole, not separate from the planet. And in fact, the earth, her earth elements make up our bodies. This extension of our higher selves, our physical bodies. So the theme of this series of sessions was titled Living in Your Actual Design. So the focus of the session today will be on Mother Earth, Gaia, if you will, the bounty that she gives us, and the two-way flow of love and gratitude that sustains us all. So we can change our perspective by noticing what's around us, to intentionally open ourselves mentally, sensorily, emotionally, spiritually, to experiencing the effect of witnessing the goodness, beauty, and truth of life that's everywhere around us. And during this session, we'll dwell in the positive. While not being Pollyannish about it, we still can recognize that there are actions and perspectives that are negative and have the opposite effect of support and sustaining life on planet Earth. And we'll be using the White Star Downpour to this end. A reminder that life, the light, does not work for us, but that it works with us. So to use the light with effortless effort, and that the heavy lifting is done by the beam of light that you are. So just open up to it. And so we'll, other goals, of course, as always, is to remove as much as we can blocks and obstructions that prevent us from experiencing the light, prevents us from integrating this fact that we are part of the whole, and that it's part of our actual design. That is to integrate this reality, that we are not separate, that we are part of the whole. And thus, as we integrate that, we will indeed be living in and moving into our actual design. Now, for those that are maybe attending this session and not aware that you have a star, you'll be given the opportunity to be aware of it. We'll just go through it and explain that. While others, of course, are quite familiar. And so we begin our session, as always, with our gathering and lightening of awareness. And we do this at the beginning of our sessions to enhance our experience, to make us more aware, to help us bring focus to the here and now. And so we'll do a downpour through our body with the White Star to bring the opportunity, present an opportunity of light to our earth elements, while also being given the opportunity to change our perspective of how we are within and without, how we relate to each other, how we relate to the planet. And of course, we can't do any of this if we don't heal and work with ourselves. And that's the focus of the other focus of this, working within our creations and recognizing that we're part of the whole. And I know I say this a lot, but think, let, observe with enlightened awareness through the session. And do it with effortless effort. Just think, let, observe, enjoy, and experience and enjoy. So, as I forget who was saying it, but making sure that you're good and comfortable. And because the throughput, you know, you can turn off your video just to improve the throughput for the session. And let's begin by gathering enlightening awareness in that comfy spot that you're in now, aware of your environment. Let's take in a breath or two and let our eyes gently close. And we experience that comfort that we've established moving through our bodies as we begin our inner journey. By directing your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room. Experience the radiant awareness, the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from the upper room into and throughout your brain mind. Doing so, gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness by way of the upper room, which is 6 inches above the top of your head. And experience the lift this brings. Now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways, your nervous system, enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Direct the radiant awareness into your open and receiving heart, blood, circulatory system, then your liver and glands, enlightening emotional awareness. Experience the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are, enlightening knowing, sensory and emotional awareness throughout your creation. With enlightened awareness, experience a flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you have for your beloved creation. Think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light you are. Magnify the two-way flow of love and gratitude. And now focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other and the other beings of light that are unified with us on the inner at this moment. Unify with the immortal of Russell Schofield, our founder, our actualism family of light, the beings of light that is your family, your friends, loved ones. And of course, unifying with the being that's Earth, Mother Earth. Now, refocus your enlightened awareness in the upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And here, notice a point of light. You may or may not see it with your inner eye, but be assured that it's there. And so you don't have to force it or visualize it, just open to its reality. And this point of light expands from that point to a 3-inch sphere, a 3-inch star. The white star, the energy of purification, illumination. And contains the full spectrum of inner light and living. With enlightened awareness and the power of thought, direct the star to move up to the upper room. And it begins to expand and rise up along the central vertical axis until it's 3 feet above the head and has expanded to 3.5 feet in diameter. And blaze up your expanded star. Observing and experiencing this crystalline light fire. Now direct the star to open and begin a downpour of this light fire through the body, head to toe, and into the planet. Observe as a downpour touches the hair and scalp, skull, penetrates through into the brain, moving in and throughout the brain. And here, these parts of us that are being flooded with this downpour of crystalline white energy. Each living aspect, each cell, each atom is composed of earth elements given to us by Mother Earth. With downpour, move throughout and all about the brain, and recognizing this gift of earth elements imbued with the full spectrum of life and living, by the being of light that you are. It moves down, neck, going through the cervical spine, out to the shoulders, upper arms, lower arms, hands. And this opportunity for each cell, each atom, each muscle, the bones, to experience the light as the consuming fire moves through these areas, purifying, illuminating and removing obstruction. The downpour, observing with enlightened awareness, moves into the chest cavity, touching the mid-spine, the ribs, intercostal muscles, and these organs that reside here, the heart. Lungs, the liver. As the light fire moves through these organs, experience obstructions being removed, obstructions to the fact that they are part of the whole of this creation. And that the earth elements, be it iron, water, oxygen, nitrogens, all the things given to us from the mineral kingdom, makes this creation possible. As these organs, these bones, these muscles, recognize the gift of our home planet, Gaia. This flows on down through the digestive system, the generative system, moving through with the power and action, the downpour from your crystalline star, and consuming fire, moving through obstruction, resistance, blocks, continuing on to pelvic bowl. This place where sometimes negative energy, negative thoughts may accumulate. And of course, the largest, in my humble opinion, is this idea of separateness. Let that be consumed by the light fire, the star action. That's this false to fact idea of being separate, totally individual, totally independent. It's removed in the recognition that we are all in this together. Each one of us is part of the human family, but part of the animal kingdom. But because of the earth elements, part of the mineral kingdom. And if the food and things that sustain us, the plant kingdom. All of us. Supporting, interrelated. Blaze up the fires. Observe an enlightened awareness. Downpour, moving. The pelvic bowl to the upper legs, thighs, and through all the muscles and bone, connective tissue. Lower legs, feet. And because I've been having some problems with my feet, just give appreciation and a shout out to those feet that holds us, moves us around the planet, moves us through our day, as we go about our business. But also their ability to support the earthing. Of this fact of wholeness, unity. And the beauty and truth of that fact. The downpour continues through our bodies and into the planet. Open up to the experience of this downpour, crystalline white energy from your expanded star above the top of your head, through your creation, throughout your energy field, and into the planet. And feel that connection, that union. Now think of your feet as closed as we begin to backfill throughout our physical bodies, filling up from the feet, ankles, lower legs, upper legs. Pelvic bowl. Lower torso. Upper torso and neck. Head and out the top of the head, overflowing surface of our skin and out into our energy field. Observe with effortless effort and enlightened awareness how this excess flows throughout your space, wherever you are today. With enlightened awareness, experience the nonverbal communication with your environment. Be with the plants in your environment. With the objects that you cherish, your home, keepsakes. Because many of us are in an urban situation, with sound, embracing whatever those sounds might be. Nonverbal communication through your touch. With the planet. As this excess flows into the planet, into Mother Earth. And listen with your inner hearing, supported by enlightened awareness, for the nonverbal communication from the planet, the connection, the mutuality, love, the gratitude, where we may, especially in those instances where we may have come up short in our planet. Intensify the downpour that fills your environment. The excess flowing from you and into the planet. And note that part of our actual design is to recognize this connection with the planet and with all kingdoms on it. And as I mentioned earlier, to recognize the falsehood of separatism, both within and without. Good, and just this, stay in this downpour, this connection with the planet, this recognition of our unity, this two-way flow of love and gratitude for the earth elements that make up our creation, the love and gratitude for each part of our creation that has opened up to the light. Giving love and gratitude to those parts of us that maybe not so much. Now direct the downpour to cease. And let the sun return to its 3-inch size as it descends back to the upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And with closed eyes, send out a beam of light from your star here in the upper room to those in this gathering today. You don't have to remember everyone that was on the screen. Just think of it and just let it happen. And the being of light that you are will handle the details. And as we beam to each other, experience this union, this unity, the power of this group. And know that we are brothers and sisters, united in higher purpose to serve ourselves, each other, and the planet with love and light. Experience, open up this experience of union, of recognition. Good. You can cease the beaming or not. Maybe it's a good one that's going on for you. And often I wrap up the all school sessions with a poem from Russell Schofield, but today I'm going to just read, and it's a little lengthy, but not too much, but it's just a little excerpts from an article that in working and establishing and designing this session was from Auburn University's Office of Sustainability about the planet. And I really appreciate it because, you know, we have all these thoughts about different parts of the country, the red states, the blue states, you know, that kind of separative kind of thing. But here's a Auburn, which is in Alabama, and their Office of Sustainability. And I thought that was really cool coming from, you know, our concept of states and red states and all that, and whatever thoughts we may have about that. So this first story is from the book Moonstruck by Deke Slayton and Alan Shepard, who had, you know, they became friends. And the following is an account told in their book of Slayton, that is Deke Slayton, watching Shepard on the moon and Shepard's experience there. Deke Slayton sat before a television monitor leaning forward, oblivious to the passing hours, watching Alan and Ed Mitchell, the lunar module pilot, and sixth person to walk on the moon, going through their paces. He could sense, even feel deep inside him, the sensations Alan was experiencing, the thoughts that must be in his mind. Finally, Deke closed his eyes, listening to the voices across space, before the television monitor with its live scenes from Far Morrow. I think that's the name of the module. He was one with Alan Shepard. Deke opened his eyes. Alan had stopped. Something in the way he stood, the manner in which he had turned, told Deke that a powerful emotional strain was running through this man. Alan looked long and hard at Earth. He was overwhelmed. His senses and his thoughts set afire with a miracle of what floated in the ultimate darkness above him. Alan looked at his home world, two-thirds encased in diamond heart blackness. One third of his planet hung magically in the void, incredibly dimensional, suspended, floating, levitated. A third of a world, yet it was breathtaking. Looking up in the black sky and seeing the brilliant planet, the ice caps over the poles, the white clouds, the blue water, gorgeous. It was an incredible vista. He understood now that while on Earth, it seemed almost limitless to people. But from here, from the moon, he spoke quietly to himself. It is, in fact, very finite, very fragile, so incredibly fragile. That thin, thin atmosphere, this tiniest shell of air hugging the world, it can be blown away so easily, a meteor. A cataclysmic volcano, man's own uncaring outpourings of poison. And suddenly this fighter pilot, this leading test pilot, astronaut, explorer, adventurer, master of wings and rocket fire, hero to millions, wept. Tears streaked his cheeks. He understood much of what he felt was tension training away from the emotional travail of their flight and then the relief of a successful landing. But all of that magnified a thousand times over, faded before that utter fragile beauty of our planet. His partner on the moon, Ed Mitchell, is quoted in the book For All Humankind as having these reflections on a return trip to Earth. First of all, you're in space and the void. Then you see the Earth and you see yourself approaching this planet, and we know that it's home. The very profound shift in thinking that takes place as a result of that experience, changing from intellectually knowing that we live on a planet deep in the gut of reaction of seeing that planet 242,000 miles away is very visceral. In my case, it made me realize that science may have had the wrong view of things. It's not just a material universe. It has purpose and design and was created. You started getting a very global in your perspective. And that's the perspective I have maintained. So on this day, with this group and this session, let's maintain a more informed perspective of life on Earth, our place in the cosmos. Gaining and maintaining this perspective, standing in the two-way flow of love and gratitude between each other and the planet. Creating an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for each other, all human beings, and all living creatures on the planet. And there you have it. Amen, and so be it.